Welcome to Deep Fat Fuck Farts with your fucking host, Paul, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Paul is here.
How's
That's
it going?
Right.
Good it's old Paul.
It's Paul.
Welcome to Deep Fat Fuck Farts, where we fuck butts until they release fat farts.
Oh, yeah. That's Paul for you, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Waka, waka, waka.
Woohoo.
Also not bye.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're calling me out, too.
Also not bye.
I called TJ out during
How
the pre-post
show. How
many
dicks have you seen Paul suck?
Zero.
The answer is zero, my friend.
It's true. I'm sneaky about it.
This fucking supposed Jude Lawless. I haven't
Paul's
seen
so it. Sneaky about sucking dick. He's actually under the table right now sucking my dick.
Yep, from all the way over here.
It looks like he's over there.
It's
on
a
ventrug.
It looks like I'm eating chips, but I'm really under the table sucking,
that dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that good at it, but you know what? He is.
He's
sucking
trying.
That
I'm getting
shit.
Better.
He's trying.
I'm
getting
trying.
Better. He's new. He's new to the whole bi game.
Yeah.
Bye.
Does that count as bi though? Is just a blowjob? Is that enough to be bi, TJ?
If you suck a dick and you enjoy
this.
It, you're bi.
Would you suck a dick, Scotty?
No.
Well, then that obviously that there makes you bi.
Does that make you full bi? If the only thing you do is suck a dick,
you don't. It doesn't matter. There's no full bi. There's none of that shit.
There ain't no full bi.
If you even have a smidgen of dick suck love in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. You're bi.
As a man, and you love, if you fuck women, and then occasionally, every fucking 20 years, fuck a man, you bi. That's how it works.
I agree.
So that's your justification, TJ, because every 20 years you'll have sex with
every
man.
20 years.
That's like your clock.
Every 20 years, I suck that dick.
I gotta renew my bi card. Hold on.
Gotta stay bi so I can get away with all this homo bashing.
You gotta go to the DSV, dude. The dick sucking.
Yeah, you gotta get your dick suck license going on. Because if 20 years lapses and you ain't sucked a dick.
Well, TJ did make
your bi
out
card
with,
is revoked.
A little midget once, dude.
You gotta go blow a bureaucrat.
I made out with a midget?
You made out with a midget, dude.
I don't think I made out with a midget.
Did you make out with a midget?
Well, maybe it wasn't a literal midget, but he was really short. It was some.
So I made out with a short dude.
Was it Peter?
No, I never made out with no Peter. Besmirch Peter. He's got higher standards
than
my ass.
No, it wasn't Peter. We went to a fucking party after some
damn it, dude.
Concert.
Don't let me forget this, okay?
What?
Everybody, remind me. Sure. I told Peter, I promised his ass, when we were at a meetup, I promised him we're going to do a respectful episode on fucking little people. It's going to be respectful. We're not going to call them midgets, and we're not going to make it like a circus fucking episode. It's going to be a respectful fucking episode. That was my vow to him, and I keep fucking forgetting about it.
Yeah, you really are a bad friend.
I know. I'm a terrible fucking person. I rip people's cochlear implants out because I'm stupid.
You're horrible.
I know.
Disabled people.
I'm really fucking bad at this. So, like,
what's this for?
Respectful episode, little people. Don't let me forget to do that. It's in Peter's honor and memory. I don't think he's dead,
he's
so
dead?
Not his memory, but his honor.
I hope not.
I hope, yeah, I don't want to.
But TJ met out with a man that was nearly a midget.
I was not a goddamn midget.
He was nearly a midget.
He wasn't a midget.
He was nearly a midget.
He wasn't a midget.
He was like,
he wasn't
a
midget.
This.
I don't think he was a midget, dude.
Almost a midget.
Pretty sure he wasn't.
Almost a fucking midget.
Almost
dude.
A midget. You're almost a midget, Scotty.
You
You're
better get all those midgets
midget.
Out because we're not using that word during the Peter episode.
Right. Obviously not.
Why not?
Because it's politically incorrect. They're
it's
not
impolite.
Called midgets.
What are they called?
They're called little people.
It would be like somebody from a different culture walking up and calling you like a milk face or a...
Okay, go ahead.
A cum face or something.
I'm fine with that.
No, you're not.
It looks like he has been jizzed upon.
Maybe I have been. Maybe I'm walking around with jizz in my face. How do they know?
Ooh. How do they know what's going on?
How do they
on
fucking
now?
Know what's going on in my life?
They don't know shit. Touché. Stupid fucks. They don't understand life. They don't understand meaning. You're stupid. They're all
you,
Paul, at
you?
One point you were load bearded, dude, so you know what it's
that
like.
That is true. I had synthetic cum thrown in my beard.
Yeah, synthetic.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sure, dude.
Sure.
You know, come on, Paul. We all know that was real.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I walk in on Paul and he's got a bunch of cum in his beard, oh, it's just synthetic.
It's fake.
It's synthetic
beard
cum.
Wash.
Don't worry about it. It's just synthetic cum.
Another one of these crazy guys came by and
hey,
just
you know
blew a load in my face.
You know what? Paul wasn't out as bi at the time, so, you know, maybe he was...
Why do you think
liked
I
it, dude.
Like,
he
honestly.
He was fanning them flames,
was
dude.
That not the telltale sign that I was bisexual, that I showed up to a place where people had literally, like, said they were going to throw cum at me?
Oh, yeah.
Paul's like, oh, God, I hope it happens.
I was like,
deep down inside.
No,
like,
you were threatening
yeah.
people and shit, dude. You were threatening legal action.
Listen, I will murder
bullshit.
You in the street.
No, bullshit, Paul. You don't get to own this one.
I had a ninja.
Dude, you were all like, if anyone fucks me, like, for real, man, if anyone fucking does some shit, man, if they put hands on me or put real cum on me, they're going to fucking jail.
They
you were saying
their ass beating the fucking lots.
So you were not inviting it.
They'd
you were
go
saying
to, they'd go to jail for the horrible fucking completely family unfriendly sexual display that would break out
all right, well, maybe
right there
then.
In public. The botchery that you can't even imagine, Scotty. You can't even
conceive.
You
were hoping to really get load bearded, Paul. You were fucking hoping. You know, at the same time, like, that was your little thing. That was like your little fucking defense.
I fucked the shit out of Manny Loadbeard that night, by the way.
You did?
I'm just letting you know.
He wasn't very attractive.
Maybe not to you.
Right.
To each his own.
Yeah.
I like him short and pudgy.
Beauty
and
is in the eye of the beholder, Paul.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Oh, I looked right into the eye of the beholder that night.
Oh, yeah.
Sure you did.
The be brown eye of the beholder.
Hold that B.
Speaking of brown eyes, what is this episode even about, TJ?
TJ's drunk as fuck at the top of the episode.
Shut up, you fucking
queer.
Shut up, you fat fucking queer. When I want your fucking opinion, I'll fucking give it to you,
all right, TJ
fucking
Darkie.
Ego.
Are you TJ Darkie now, dude? What's going on here?
No one's even going to get that joke.
I know, it doesn't matter. You get it.
T Darkie.
I get
it. T Darkie.
That's all that really matters.
Shut up, Scotty.
Scotty, shut your fucking mouth.
You wanker.
Why do you piss off British people so much? You had Coughlin crying about you.
TJ.
You got
leave me alone.
Me.
You got
All right. So the episode's about butts.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Sorry.
Silence.
Silencio.
Silencio.
Other alleged bisexuals can't deny.
There was a time, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
There was a time when a woman would ask, does this outfit make my butt look big?
Ooh, I don't know.
And the answer, remember those days.
The answer that she wanted back then, Paul.
Yeah.
What was the answer? She wanted to hear no, right?
Right.
What?
She wanted to have a small, firm, tight ass.
That's right. There was a time when what was in, at least among white people, was a tight, little firm booty.
It's also referred to as the Dark Ages.
Actually, that's the next line in my script, so.
Is it really?
Yes. I think of these times as the Dark Ages. Next line that I wrote for that.
Wow.
Okay, I did not read
great
the script.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
I guess, and so do me and Scotty's. Before the Enlightenment era of big fat asses jiggling ever so pleasantly about in a harmonious display of God's love for mankind.
Oh, man, I'm loving this.
I'm serious about this. I literally sometimes lay awake at what passes as night for me, which is probably like 5 a.m. to
in the
1
p.m.-ish. Yeah.
And I worry that maybe the culture will turn again and we'll be back to this.
To tiny ass?
Yeah, look at this shit. You know who that is?
That's Twiggy.
Twiggy.
Yeah. She was popular in the 70s.
60s, actually.
60s, yeah.
Where that?
This is Twiggy. This is what the fucking people in the 1960s thought was attractive.
Yeah, but where that?
Yeah, if you squint really hard, you can actually see her.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
No, I mean, where that ass at?
Hold on.
Where's any of it at?
The crack in the sidewalk is hiding most of her, so I can't.
Yeah, sorry. She sometimes is hard. She's hard to see with a naked eye. You got to really squint, and you can kind of make her out.
Can I ask you a question, TJ?
Yes.
Where's the meat and potatoes?
I don't know, man.
See, I see the plate. I see the plate, but they forgot to put any meat and potatoes on the plate.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
This is Twiggy. She was the namesake of Twiggy Ramirez of Marilyn Manson's fame, I guess.
Sure.
Is along with Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. She was once considered attracted by society. And I don't know why any man or lesbian woman, for that matter, would want to bang a drinking straw. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Be honest,
I'm a little more permissive, I think, of this kind of thing than you are.
Yeah.
I think she's still attractive.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't turn her down based on her being this thin.
Right.
But I would appreciate some meat and potatoes.
Well, you know, I mean, Paul, I think I found a woman. If you like this, I got a woman who's just as hot.
Okay.
And I think you're going to like her.
Oh,
I already know you're going to pull up.
No, you don't, Scotty. No, you don't. Look, check this bitch out. She's just as fine, got the same figure going on. Right here, Paul, check it out.
Oh,
bang.
Jack Skellington.
Oh, shit, bad request.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Oh, it is bad.
There we go.
Oh, it's bad what Paul's about to do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at her.
You naughty boy, look at that.
Hey, Paul, look, I mean, I'm fine.
Tap that non-ass.
TJ, I think you'll agree with me. Paul, if you want 15 minutes, you removed it. If you had 15 minutes.
I didn't move it. This is actually the same picture, just from a different angle.
Okay, sorry, man. 15 minutes, Paul. We can come back. You'll be all right. You can.
I have a theory about why they wanted to fuck this bitch. I think it was the '60s. You know, so it was LSD. A lot of people were doing LSD. I think a lot of people thought that maybe she was the serpent of wisdom, and that by eschewing all reasonable standards of attractiveness and fucking her, they would attain some sort of dark power over the forces cosmic.
Do some dark nirvana,
what if
dude?
The LSD just made them hallucinate big jiggly titties and a big fat ass, too?
Not as sophisticated a theory, but just as good.
Okay.
Scotty, give me a lighter.
I ain't got one.
Well, someone's got one.
She looks like she's just like an underdeveloped like 13-year-old girl. It doesn't. She just has nothing going on. No.
She looks like a 13-year-old girl if you put her in a taffy puller, maybe.
I'm saying she like almost looks like prepubescent. Like there's nothing going on. It's
I mean,
like,
you can see some titty there.
I mean,
there's like the
barely.
Slight inference of some titty.
There's
I mean,
some
like
titty.
I don't know. I think you almost have to use your imagination for there to be.
I mean,
titty.
There just ain't nothing going on with this woman.
Well, she hey, definitely she could is. Use some meat, but she needs a burger is what she needs.
She's
like, honestly,
like, yeah.
She
needs
2 days
a
week,
of,
right. A burger would fix that.
So
oh.
This horrible shit here.
Yeah, this is unfortunate.
So from the 1960s until the 90s, big butts were rarely seen in the public space.
What a shame.
Most scientists agree that the butt is the primary sexual display of human females. And this is because estrogen causes fat to accumulate in the buttocks of women
uh-huh.
in ways that it just doesn't in men.
Right.
So a big, round ass is a sign of health and fertility.
Boy, though, because mm-hmm. we had an argument one time and I said I'd sure. never seen a man bubble butt. And then a bunch of people sent me them. So some dudes do have.
That's true. Very true. I'm not saying, look. Just like some women have this horrible, flat, disgusting pancake.
Well, this
of an
is
ass.
What I've got.
Yeah?
This is what I'm packing.
That's what you got, Paul.
Back and crack, yeah.
Just because some women have back and crack, and some dudes have got bubblicious grape vape
right.
booties.
Right,
that
just
you can...
big. Like, because, man, those pictures that people sent me changed my whole perspective on things.
Turned you by.
I just didn't know a man ass could look like that. You know what I mean?
So, a big round ass, like I said, symbol of health, and yet, Western culture. Western popular culture had rejected
the big butt.
Ugh. They had rejected the cornerstone, Paul and Scotty.
Of Western civilization.
Of womanhood.
Oh, Jesus.
And the cornerstone of sexuality and the cornerstone of all cornerstones.
Why would they do such a horrible thing? That's
well,
like the golden calf that people started worshiping as soon as Moses went up the fucking mountain, you know?
The cornerstone, you guys. And now, spiritual brother Paul and biological brother Scotty,
yes.
I will read now from the scripture.
Okay, let's hear it.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Okay.
Now this verse, of course, heralds the coming of a prophet.
Mashiach.
And how shall we know this prophet, Paul?
What
does the Bible say there? What does it say he's going to do?
Well, I don't know. He's going to heal the sick. And
no. It says he's going to take that which the builders, as in the builders of our society, have rejected, and he's going to restore it to its rightful place as the cornerstone.
Okay, so like morality.
Right. It's going to be marvelous in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you haven't figured out this prophet's name yet, Paul, I'll say that you were...
Muhammad.
You were quoting this prophet earlier in the episode,
it's
Paul.
Muhammad.
It's not Muhammad. You're quoting this very prophet earlier in this episode.
I was, huh?
Yeah.
It's Jesus, dude.
Prophet, of course, is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
What?
Bum, 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 bum. I like do big you, butt. Dude, this song...
You want to go ahead and quote some of this great prophet, Paul?
Sure.
You were trying to do it earlier. I stopped you because I wanted you to do it now in this moment.
Sure. Let's see. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Damn right.
You want to pull up front because you notice that the butt is stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, and you're hooked mm-hmm. and you can't stop staring, etc.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is basically,
yeah.
everybody's heard this, right?
Yes, everybody.
And this song, when it came out, it was like a revelation because you're right. The flat ass was around in the 90s. The high-waisted jean, flat ass, the unflattering female clothing that did not... And this guy came along and he saved us all. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
Had he not written this song, we'd all still be trying to find some lumps of fucking meat under that fucking blanket.
That's right, Paul.
You know what I mean?
And at first,
thank you, Mix-a-Lot.
This came out in 92.
Yes. The big butts, dude.
It was the great. And look, he attacked the culture directly. He was talking about the magazines and how all these.
Tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take an average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back.
Exactly right. And at first, the dominant culture, the white racist culture.
Rejected the idea.
Resisted this call back to the true essence of butt wisdom.
We like asses flat, and that's how we're going
to
keep them.
It was sad. We were trying to pretend that, like, I don't know, like Helen Hunt
it's just
or whoever
good.
Is sexy.
Look at
right.
her.
And but it's actually a healthy song, too, because he's not encouraging mm-hmm. women to go get fat.
Right.
He's saying little in the middle, but they got much back.
Exactly.
He's saying keep in shape, but take care of that big fat ass, too.
And look, white culture was slow to come around, but we heard the call of black asses.
Oh, I heard it loud and clear.
We
I was 12
it.
Years old in 92.
And you were like, hell yeah.
I heard it loud
it like
and clear.
It was like the missing puzzle piece, right?
It's like everything came into place all at once.
But we weren't quite ready to go over to the black side yet. What we needed was a bridge to take us from lame white flat butts to big fat black butts, okay?
Yeah.
And that bridge was named Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. Pass that lighter down here, TJ.
You damn right. Here you go.
Holy shit. Yeah, I remember this booty. See, this is like my childhood being unfolded for me.
Oh,
yeah.
The Paul Spank Bank is coming out.
This really was one of the biggest, most audacious asses to come out of the
90s. Oh, yeah.
And what you see here is all Nat, too. Mm. She was just gifted.
Sticking right the fuck
She ain't
out.
Got much more than Twiggy up top.
Uh-uh.
If you took that ass away, she'd look a lot like Twiggy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I'm telling
you. There's one very fucking important difference.
Those two fucking honey-baked hams she smuggled back there, dude. God damn.
So look, and, she's not black. She's Latina. Okay? So to the white dude, it's like, oh.
Oh, let me tell you something. There's a misconception that black women have a lock on the fat asses.
Mm-hmm.
As a dude that grew up around a lot of Latinas, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
They have some big fat asses.
I'll tell you what, though. But so this is like diet black to white America at the time. It's like,
right.
You know, look, she's not as, I don't know what the, you know, like, you know, white people are all racist pieces of shit. That's
right.
All agreed upon, right?
Well, so of course.
Is this, you know, we live in an SJW dominant culture.
We may
we
as well
finally
just admit it.
White people, Sigh. White society is racist as fuck.
Right.
And, you know, so we weren't quite ready. To
for a black
salivate
ass.
Over that big black ass. But this Latina ass, we're like, okay, that's a little bit more close to
I can
white.
Accept that.
And I will say this, too, about this ass. It is audacious, but it's not quite big enough to be bodacious.
Right. It's
right?
a little, it's got a little, it's just, it goes right to that edge.
Yes. If there was another
back
inch and a
bit.
Half on
yeah.
this ass,
oh, no.
I mean, it would be a resplendent flower. But I don't think we were, I think you're right,
but
DJ.
White America would have rejected it, Paul.
I don't think we were ready for that ass
No,
yet.
We weren't ready yet for fucking the biggest,
this
blackest
ass. This is the
ass
the country needed.
But then, we went a little bit bigger and a little bit blacker, but not quite all the way to black.
Okay.
With Kim Kardashian.
All right. Now, this ash crosses into the bodacious territory.
It certainly does.
But you have to notice, too, Kim K is thicker.
She is.
In general than
definitely.
J-Lo. So she's packing some, you know, some cellulite probably back there on that ass.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
100%.
Not that that's a problem.
I don't got no problem.
Now, see, there are some
myself.
Dudes that if they see a little bit of cottage cheese, they're running the other direction.
Oh,
but for me.
I just reach for the applesauce,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same yeah. way. I grab a spoon and I start eating.
Ooh, yeah.
So
this is Kim Kardashian. And look, she was so... Even though she's horrible...
She is a horrible
we
person.
We watched 45 seasons of terrible fucking television.
Well, you watched it.
I didn't watch it. I'm talking about culture here.
Okay.
But culturally, the culture watched 45, 50 seasons of however many fucking seasons of the show there are.
Oh, they still make
all
it?
Because they wanted to dive into that ass like Gollum dived into Mount Doom after the one true ring.
It's so fucking true. I would eat a mile of her shit
just to get
for
to
a,
that ass.
Just for a look at where it came from. Just for a nice unobstructed view of where that turd came from.
But you know what? Then Kanye fucking secured it.
Oh, that
it.
Son of a bitch.
Right, exactly. I wrote that too. I said, man, fuck Kanye, son of a bitch.
Wow. So we're all keep, on the same page
you
on
guys
this
keep jumping
episode.
My script here. But, you know what, though? Maybe we dodged a bullet. You know, I mean, like, Kanye, what has he got that we ain't got? Other than, you know, talent,
fame,
money,
millions
and
of dollars,
acclaim.
Fame and
mansions. Probably a dick the size of a Greyhound bus.
We mentioned the
honest.
Money already.
Yeah,
but
money.
Let's mention it again.
Money,
the money
twice.
Yeah.
Besides all those
but,
trivial things.
But you know what? Kanye did go crazy.
He did.
You know, soon after he started fucking this bitch, Kanye went totally nuts.
Shit. Oh, are you implying that a fat ass like this might drive somebody
right?
completely
I
cuckoo?
I think so. He started wearing MAGA hats.
Did he just tip the scale
started
too far?
Started shitting in his hands on national television.
I will give her this. This ass stuck by him, didn't she?
Yes. And that's another thing. You know, well, they got a kid together and all that.
Right. But I'm just saying,
you know,
during his
she
meltdown.
Did. She did stick by him.
So
the ass was always there for him.
I don't know if you can point the finger at Kim K. She might be the only... That big fat ass right there might be the only stable thing in Kanye's life. You feel me?
Well, yeah, the gravity of it just keeps pulling him back.
Well,
right.
I don't know how stable that ass is, but... You know, you can't escape that ass with gravitational pull. That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what? Just like Gollum, the One Ring had corrupted him, dude. I mean, that's what happened.
Oh, shit.
And you'll notice, by the way, we already pointed that out. I don't need to point that out again. But she, once again, you go from her to J-Lo. Look, J-Lo, America was fucking jerking off to this, where is she? Jerking off to fucking this
Twiggy,
shit here.
Right.
This Twiggy
shit. In the
shit.
60s and 70s and shit, yeah. This was the ideal
This was
type.
Ideal. And look, the women got a little plumper in the fucking
I mean,
70s
this is,
and 80s.
To
this
be
is,
fair,
this is the worst it got here.
This is still how supermodels look.
Yes, that's true.
So there's, you know, you gotta, Twiggy is, you know, one of the earliest supermodels.
But
so.
Then, okay, so America, we went to J-Lo.
Right, and that's a plump ass. That's a nice ass.
Nice.
You could
plump,
bounce a quarter off that
juicy
ass.
Juicy ass. Definitely biteable. Definitely spankable. Definitely fuckable. Definitely all the things you want in an ass.
Edible.
Oh, yeah.
Full blown.
The
just
incredible
like go,
edible
tasty.
Ass.
Give me a snorkel.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm going face first.
She's a little bit, she's Latina, but she basically, like, you know.
Dios mio.
Basically look white.
She don't
pretty
look
close
white.
To white.
No,
pretty
I
close.
Can, you, I can tell she's a Latina.
Pretty close to white, though. Kim?
She looks little, a little. She looks a
no,
little,
like, little bit darker.
This right. is like a scuba diving ass. A
little bit bigger, of
but
an,
ass. An extra scuba.
Oh,
ass.
Oh yeah, dude. No, I'm saying like scuba diving, dude. Like before, J-Lo was like snorkeling. Like
I wish somebody.
Like
I wish we
deep.
Had the technology to just do like a digital overlay right now, just in real time of that ass. You know what I mean? And just
enhance
because it's like for compare? Me, it looks like somebody took two extra helpings of ass and put. That on each cheek.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, honey, we're gonna sprinkle some more ass on you.
It's like this bitch. Where is she? Right here.
Yes.
Like this bitch's ass accidentally got delivered to Kim K instead. So Kim K got like multiple asses going on.
Right. She got like three helpings
ass
of ass
stacked on ass, stacked on ass.
Did her ass is
stacked
like
stacked on
her ass is self-aware, dude. It knows what's going on.
It's a sentient ass. It's not wearing that fucking dress. It's wearing her.
That ass is like, I will communicate to the mortals through the vessel of Kim Kardashian.
I mean, oh, man.
I wouldn't doubt
great
it, dude.
Googly moogly. And it looks like it's nippy
but
outside,
then,
too.
But we weren't done yet.
Yes.
Because then we went to another level.
This is a disgusting fucking show. We're just drooling over women.
Oh, it gets way grosser.
Oh, shit.
All right, so then it goes on. We're like, you know what?
Uh-huh.
White culture has surrendered.
We gave
and
we
now
gave
we
in.
Embrace this.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we embrace
bow to
Nikki,
your new god.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
And
okay.
It was like, okay, white culture surrenders.
Right.
The fallout from this decision, of course, led to the election of Donald Trump in a vain attempt to quell the sweeping social change wrought by Nicki Minaj's fucking enormous, fat, and powerful ass. But Paul, as you know, one orange boob cannot top one big black ass.
No,
and that's where we are today.
That's true. Nicki Minaj's ass. Okay, so the first ass we looked at, J-Lo's ass, I called it audacious.
Let's look at the revolution.
Right.
Here. All right, let's go back. Recap. So we were
okay. Hold,
we
yeah.
were here.
This is
then
this
we
is
went
horrible.
To here.
This is an audacious ass.
Then we went to here.
This is a bodacious ass.
Then we went to here.
This is a transcendent ass.
This is an apocalyptic ass.
Yes. This is the fucking 800 megaton Tsar Bomba of asses. This is the ass that fucking Russians test when they want to test a nuke.
This is the where do we even go from here ass.
This is literally, there are four or five women out there that look like that first woman because of Nicki Minaj, because she got every ounce of their ass.
She's like an ass vampire.
And then she went and added more to it.
Yes, she did indeed.
She doubled down on the ass, dude, making it an absurd turkey leg of an ass.
Do you know what it is now? It's like Samson's hair, dude. It's like the bigger your ass, the more power.
The more the power.
Pain.
Well, for when it comes to her and the power, what limited power she has over me, that has held true. There are people that make fun of Nicki Minaj's ass and they laugh at it or whatever, but whenever she makes a video, I watch it and I might not even like the song, but I am hypnotized.
Let me tell you something.
Ass.
Paul just turns down the volume.
Let me tell you something about those guys. Each and every one of those motherfuckers, yeah, her ass is disgusting.
It's gross.
It's if that ass was in their presence, they would be fucking.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, please.
Dude, TJ,
I'm a slave to your beautiful ass.
I don't know if you.
Give me the ass.
I don't know if you pulled it, but there is a.
Oh, I pulled it a lot researching this one.
I don't. There's a pretender to the throne
is
of
there?
The of the rap
oh,
ass.
Shit, oh, is, the, is there?
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Oh, she's awful.
Look at Cardi B ass. You're going to have to put, or butt, or whatever.
Let's take a look at that.
Find one that's not going to get us immediate, well, I guess it doesn't matter.
This is all good. We good.
We good. Who care?
We good.
No, this she ain't going to, we ain't going to steal no thunder here. There you go.
Oh.
Nicki Minaj and, that's the wrong one. Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. I mean, that's pretty. This is a contender, man.
I mean, there is a new fucking booty on the scene, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's.
There's a new booty on the block, Paul.
I'm not saying
know.
It's bigger. I'm not saying she's packing more megatons because I'm not sure, but I'm just saying every
it
time
looks,
I see Cardi B.
They need an ass off, dude.
It looks pretty fucking close.
Every time I see Cardi B, I look at the ass and I'm like, ooh.
Damn, bitch.
That almost looks more Kim K size, though, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Nicki Minaj's ass.
It is prodigious.
I mean, it's fucking, I don't know. But whatever the case may be, America has finally, after years and years, embraced wholeheartedly and fucking.
Just so you know, TJ.
Stiff cockedly.
What goes up, TJ? Must certainly come back.
That's true.
No. Well, I'm hoping it keeps going up.
Yeah, keep on going up. I'm not even. I haven't reached my limit yet.
I mean, I think I've reached my limit when I look at Nicki Minaj's ass.
I don't know, man.
But if I saw
bigger,
one, if I
fatter.
Saw one bigger, fatter, and better, then I would be at my new limit.
I don't know. So anyway, is her ass too good to be true? Well, the answer is yes.
Of course it is.
It's faker than Paul's enthusiasm for anything that isn't covered in some kind of cheese sauce.
Fuck you! You cocksucker!
I knew you'd like that.
Oh.
In fact, in a culture that now revolves around bigger and jigglier and more preposterously voluptuous asses, more and more women who are cursed with meager and unappealingly deflated booties have turned to the world of cosmetic surgery to transform their satty gloom flatties into fatty boom baddies. Often with pleasing results.
God bless America.
Let's
God bless
learn.
Medicine.
Look, this
Let's
country,
learn a little bit more about butt implants.
I'll tell you what,
TJ,
this country
yeah.
can't get universal
tell
healthcare.
Tell me about Scotty.
We can't fucking, we seem to be failing on the global stage, dude. We're fucking breaking treaties. Climate change is an ever-present threat. We're into fucking denying that. But you know what? God bless this country for getting something right.
You know what,
But
boys?
All that really matters is the mass is getting fatter. And
dude, boys, I just got to tell you.
What up?
I don't want to live in a country where a woman is not free to inflate her ass to whatever proportion
Amen.
She sees fit.
Amen, brother. Preach the gospel.
Now,
brother
you
Paul.
Can step
Amen,
on the First
Paul.
Amendment. You can step on the Second Amendment.
Yes, brother.
You can step on any
mm-hmm.
amendment you
Hallelujah.
Want.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But we need a new amendment.
Hallelujah.
Thou
Say
shalt
it.
Not get in the way of a woman and a big, fat, blubbergumptious ass.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Paul.
I rarely say...
Bravo.
That Paul is the greatest man in human history, but this is one of the instances where I have to say
one
that.
Of the most rousing speeches I've ever heard in my life.
So, there are three main methods for getting a bigger, fatter, juicier.
What's a method for getting a boner to go away without jerking off?
Oh,
don't
worry.
I'm going to need that.
Your boner. Oh, don't worry. We got a boner cure coming your way real soon.
All right. Thank you.
So, the three methods are fat transfer. Which is basically where they suck the fat out of one part of your body
mm-hmm.
and inject it right into your ass.
That sounds okay. good. I mean, you lose
this
some fat.
This is called
somewhere.
The Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it.
Now, there's an exercise routine that's called that, too, that's more natural. But this is not that. This is the suck fat out of one place.
Stick it at the
stick
ass.
Stick it in your ass.
This is a quick way of getting
right.
And even performed by medical professionals, it can be a pretty fucking risky procedure.
Ooh.
Despite the fact that it's completely elective. Now, we're going to learn a little about that. High mortality rate for this.
What?
The Brazilian butt lift is on the rise. It's not surprising considering popular culture's growing obsession with large, perky derrieres, from Jennifer Lopez to Nicki Minaj to Kim Kardashian. Well, actually, that's the wrong order, but okay. To paraphrase Sir Mix-a-Lot, who we also referenced, we like big butts and we cannot lie.
So true.
But according to a recent report from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, the BBL, also as it's also called, is one of the most dangerous cosmetic procedures out there. As with any surgical procedure, there are risks, but BBL patients have an alarming mortality rate. As many as 1 in 3,000 people who undergo the procedure die.
Damn, dude.
Or 0.033%, compared with 0.002% for all office-based cosmetic procedures, according to a 2016 study published in Aesthetic Surgery Journal. This has raised red flags in the plastic surgery community. And the cause of those deaths is disturbing. Fat that's injected too deep can enter your circulatory system, possibly leading to a pulmonary embolism.
What the fuck?
Yes.
A deadly procedure.
So basically, the fat can get in your bloodstream and clog your heart. I think that's what a pulmonary embolism is.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and it fucking block. It clots your bloodstream and you're fucked, basically. And that's that happens even with board-certified plastic surgeons doing this shit.
Much less going down to Mexico to get it for a quarter of the price.
Oh, you don't even got to go to Mexico for that. But anyway, no.
Oh, you can do it right here in the US of A.
So
Paul.
There's also...
With a fucking board-certified plastic surgeon at the helm.
Right. No.
Oh.
There's one. Ooh. So number one method of butt enhancement is fat transfer or Brazilian butt lift. So number two is called the Sculptra butt lift.
Okay.
Now, Sculptra is a substance that is it's often used in face, like to take care of wrinkles and stuff on your face.
Uh-huh.
But it can also be injected into your butt, which is going to cause that butt to make collagen, which is going to increase the mass of your butt over time. Now, it may require a few sessions to see results and can be quite expensive as a result of how many shots you're going to need.
Right.
And you're not really going to get Nicki Minaj results from this.
So this is just like for the woman that feels like she just needs a moderate amount of extra butt.
Yeah, this is going to bring your butt size up a little bit. And it's also going to fill in a lot of that cellulite and stuff that maybe you might find unappealing.
Sure.
But
it's safer,
if you're stupid.
And it is much safer than the Brazilian butt lift and stuff like that. It's way more commonly used to stuff. But, you know, it'll take you from a fucking pancake to a handful, basically. So, you know, it'll do that. The next option is your silicone butt implant. Pretty simple, really. You just slice open your ass, stuff it with a bunch of silicone patties until, you
so
know.
It's the same thing with titties, right?
Yeah, it's basically the same as your titty implants. You know, instead of the stuffing the silicone.
A big bag of goo.
Yeah.
And they stuff it in your ass and they stretch some skin around it and you heal up and then you got a big fat.
Yep.
Fake ass.
That's right.
Okay.
Now,
and that's what Nicki Minaj did, right?
I'm pretty sure. You know, obviously we don't have records of her medical procedures and what she's done and what she hasn't done. Now, there can be complications with implants. And I actually have pulled one. You know, here's the picture of the actual implants themselves. You know.
They just look like an extra little padding on a butt cheek.
Pretty much it. But sometimes this can go wrong, especially if you are dealing with an unskilled surgeon who sucks. If they liposuction fat out, and they liposuction too much fat out, and then they put one of these in, there can be too much space.
And it creates like
And what
divots?
It creates is something like this. Actually.
Oh, no.
Is it on record? Good, okay. This is my implant flipping backwards.
What the fuck, dude? So the implant can flip. And then give it an appearance of a bag and her, basically her butt.
To do that. It shouldn't be able to flip.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
It should probably not, in fact,
because
be able to flip.
You
that
paid
is
money to a scammer.
Motherfucking insane what
yes.
I just
and
watched.
And she's actually
so
lucky,
this,
dude, because
this
a lot of people
here,
die from these procedures.
No, not really this one so much. But we're going to learn about that in a second. But this here, this can flip around. If you're dealing with a plastic surgeon who suctioned too much fat out, and then
so left too much space, so it's can
they
move.
Left too much space for this to flip around.
And of course, it's like squishy, so it's meant to like
right.
be malleable.
Well, dude, the Brazilian butt lift is definitely the most the one people die from the most. But people die from I don't know about the second one, but these two procedures I've definitely heard about people in the expose is talking about people die
sure.
from trying to increase the size of their butt.
Oh yeah, well you're
which is like when you say it seems like a foolish way to fucking die.
My
but
boner's
I mean,
gone, by the way.
Good. Good, Paul.
Just letting you know. That
listen,
that flipping implant thing. I may never get a boner again.
That actually just made me a little harder, but
oh,
anyway.
God.
Whoa. Okay.
A lot of these procedures, look, all these procedures I just talked about are more dangerous than you think, but they're not super dangerous. These are all procedures that are used by medical professionals. Now, not everyone who does these procedures is necessarily a medical professional, but these are the professional ways of enhancing a butt.
Okay.
And the more that they know what they're doing, the more they're going to charge you to do it, which seems fair. The better they are as a plastic surgeon, the more money they fucking require.
That seems
but
fair.
There's a lot of women out there who want a big butt on a budget. And they're not willing to pay that top dollar price.
You get what you pay for, though.
Well, that's true. And here's the part where I'm going to warn you guys. If you are squeamish, this is where things are going to get gross.
Oh, fuck.
Right,
so you
Paul,
might want to only listen at this point. You've been warned.
We're going
to
escort Paul out of the room real quick, guys.
All right, I'll take a peek at these, but I might just keep my eyes closed if it's real. Oh, my God.
You like big butts and you cannot lie, Paul?
All right.
How about this butt right here?
What happened here? What is
well,
an infection or what happened here?
Well, Paul.
Divot. She's got a divot in her ass.
I'm guessing they injected directly into her butt.
There are those women out there who are so desperate to get this fucking Nicki Minaj ass, this Kim Kardashian ass they've seen on TV, and they know they're going to be there. Their ticket to, you know, oh, whatever, it's going to be, I'm going to be the fucking talk of the club or whatever the fuck. And so they turn to these bargain basement butt surgeries, which use methods like silicone or hydrogel injection.
Mm-hmm. Dude, if you cover her back and her legs, it looks like two red potatoes.
It kind of does.
It does, dude.
So this particular butt that you see before you here, Paul.
Yeah.
This is a result of an illegal butt injection surgery wherein Fix-A-Flat and cooking oil was injected into her ass over many sessions.
Fix-A-Flat
and
cooking
oil. Mixed with a little silicone. The reason her butt looks so horrible is because much of it is actually infected and much of it is actually necrotic.
Oh my God.
So it's like dead.
So basically,
already.
There's parts of her butt that are just dead.
So this woman probably had to have all of her ass removed and
yes.
now probably
significant
looks horrible.
Chunks of her ass have been probably removed. And, you know, we'll take a look at what that looks like
a little
bit later.
Oh, no, man.
So let's go to the
you
next
all right, Paul?
Picture.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm going to take a peek at the next one. And if I can't deal with it, then I'm closing my
phone. You might have to get Paul a barf bag, dude.
No, I won't look long enough to puke. I'll just close my eyes if it's too bad.
Just imagine some spam, Paul.
This ass here, this is...
What?
This is the result of a chronic infection from a biopolymer injection into the buttocks and thighs performed by an unlicensed and unskilled practitioner.
It doesn't even look like it enhanced her ass at all. It just looks like it's red and infected and flying
tissue.
Wow,
yeah, it made a huge fucking pocket of pus in her ass
What the fuck, dude? This is, oh my God.
So here's what, often these practitioners, these back alley practitioners, inject silicone sealant and other materials that would be used in sealing bathrooms or tile floors.
Who would let somebody do that to them just to have a bigger
ass?
Well,
they advertise
we're
going
to look at some of these personal stories a little bit later.
Okay.
But this is obviously dangerous for many reasons. The product is not sterile, and both the product and the non-sterile injection can cause life-threatening or fatal infections. The materials are soft and don't stay in a single location, leading to hard lumps called these granulomas.
These people are not authorized to operate on the public. So I mean, a big factor of that is they're not actually practicing safe medical practices. So obviously these women are just desperate. They probably don't have enough money to go to a legitimate plastic surgeon. That's fucking gross. And are turning to these people who are saying, yeah, I'll do it for $500 or something.
Yeah, and we're talking about like, hold on. There's another one that's infected.
Goodness, that's fucking...
And we're talking about stuff like this being used on these women.
Yeah.
Like stuff you can go buy at home.
Shit, you seal your fucking like
windows and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So I actually read a government report on this.
Okay.
As one government report put it, liquid silicone, which you see here, has been used extensively as an injectable soft tissue filler. It is inexpensive, available off the shelf, minimally antigenic, and likely non-carcinogenic, and has demonstrated long-term in vivo stability. Injection is simple and allows for immediate visible results with minimal downtime for patients. These properties make it a popular choice for a soft tissue augmentation in some parts of the world. However, the lack of well-documented controlled trials limits its usage, and there have been multiple reports describing the complications of silicone injections, such as cellulitis, abscesses, ulceration, disfiguring scarring, and foreign body migration.
All that shit we just watched.
Oh, well, let's just take a look at this here.
Cellulitis ain't no fucking joke, dude.
Here we go. I'm prepped.
So this is...
These are getting worse, man.
Yeah, they are. This is an ass that has been reduced to...
That looks like an old leathery turtle shell.
It is. This is actually not only...
like a fucking sack,
If you look at the description here, it says, the photo illustrates the hard, leathery skin that can result from adulterated silicone injection. So this skin that you see here not only looks like leather, but feels like it as well.
Oh,
wow, dude.
God. Oh, dude, that's horrifying.
Feel my leathery rump. Oh, my God.
Feel my big leathery ass.
This was
like, my leathery rump.
So this was somebody that had one of those tubes of silicone. Just
I'll go to the next one, dude.
Dropped in their ass.
And then, of course, there's this problem.
A little uneven.
Oh, shit, dude. It all moved from one side to the other. She just got a big infection. Look how red it is over there.
Silicone injections administered by unqualified individuals resulted in this lopsided buttocks. Parts of this photo has been blurred to protect the individual's identity. So I don't think that's a blur. I think that's a tattoo.
Oh, it's a tattoo.
That's been blurred to protect her. But no, this is her. This is the ass she ended up with.
Oh, my.
Disparately sized butt cheeks. Because this was obviously performed by somebody who had no medical knowledge, no ability to, actually perform the procedure that they're charging
fucking,
money for.
A fucking preschooler could see that this isn't going to work out. Like, yeah, I'm going to keep injecting. Oops, injected too much into one side, but your butt's still bigger.
Maybe it migrated.
It did. This is part of the whole foreign body migration thing.
Wonderful.
So they probably injected
a little bit too deep.
The silicone, it probably looked all nice and even when it was done, but then over time, this side has just sunk and sunk.
Well, it's almost like when a medical professional does it, they measure the amount of material they're going to use, so that if it's a silicone bag or whatever.
So let's look at some of the stories of the women who have had this happen to them.
Obviously, it's had a profound effect on some of their lives and a deadly consequence in other cases, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So here's one example. This is a woman who has become an amputee after botched butt injections by back alley doctors.
A multiple amputee.
She does not have legs or arms at this point.
What the
A woman has been left a multiple amputee following back alley cosmetic surgery that went horrifically wrong. April Brown suffered life-threatening infections after having silicone implants injected into her buttocks. The procedure was carried out by an unlicensed practitioner in Los Angeles, she said, with complications leading to several stints as a hospital inpatient. It was during this hospitalization she suffered agonizing infections. I got the butt implants 8 years ago, she told NBC. For 5 years, I lived in pain, excruciating pain. The mother of two said the back alley procedure was carried out at a pumping party by a back alley doctors. They call it medical-grade silicone, she said, but a lot of it is industrial-grade silicone. Last year, Brown's health deteriorated to the point where she was left with no choice but have all of her limbs removed.
Look, I mean, at the same time, as horrible as this is, I mean, like, every time I hear these stories, I'm like, why did the alarm bells not go off in your head? Like, this is not legitimate.
Yeah, like caveat emptor. Like, dude, I've been under the knife quite a few times, actually.
And by the way, Cardi B has actually shined the light on attending one of these pumping parties.
Oh, really?
To have this sort of procedure done. And this is like a thing where a bunch of women get together and they all get their butts done at once by some hack who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, using probably industrial-grade silicone and fix-a-flat and whatever the fuck else they can scrounge
up. It says here she kept the silicone in a water jug for the procedures and used super glue with cotton balls to prevent silicone leaking out of the women's flesh.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
Frankenstein.
How the fuck can you believe this is a good idea? Someone's like, Scotty, we want to inject silicone into your dick. Are you ready? It's like, oh, your dick's going to be huge at the end of it. It's like, no, I don't fucking want to do that. Like, I mean,
can you close that, please?
Close what?
Never mind. It's gone now.
This thing.
I was
here.
Just watching that fucking video, and some woman just did a backflip and landed right on her head, and her neck bent back all weird.
Oh, man. Poor Paul.
This is a fucked up episode already.
It is.
I just got to ask, man, okay, and I'm not a woman, so I don't understand the whole sexual selection angle from their angle, like what it would be like to live in a society that, as TJ pointed out, is worshiping ever larger asses and to not really have a large ass and to not really have any non-medical means to increase that ass all that much.
Yeah, so look.
But I can't imagine going to somebody's house where some dude pumps fucking silicone in your ass that isn't a doctor. Like, I just can't even imagine. Like, I can't imagine wanting an ass so much, especially with shit like this floating around out there.
And no, yeah, and knowing the reality of by doing just cursory research, like, this is a horrible idea. This could lead to you dying. This could lead to you having your ass destroyed, basically. Like, I mean, you might have a small ass, but, like, would you want no ass? Do you want an ass that's infected with cellulitis? Do you want an ass that's basically just, like, falling apart? I mean,
I like asses of all sizes. I like big asses, medium asses, small athletic style asses, whatever you got, I probably like it, honestly. So there are dudes out there that aren't going to pass you up just because you don't have an ass you can rest a fucking drink on, you know? So I don't understand that. I don't understand like why you would risk rotting your limbs off or having your ass turn into like a leather fucking bag. What the fuck is going on there?
Fuck.
Fake doc gets prison for deadly butt injections. Okay? So this here is
It's like a sagging shelf.
A woman dubbed the Toxic Tush Doctor will spend a decade behind bars for using super glue and fix-a-flat tire sealant to enlarge women's behinds and causing one patient to die. O'Neill Ron Morris, 36, who is transgender, was sentenced to 10 years Monday in Florida's Broward County court after pleading guilty to manslaughter and injecting several women with the toxic mixture, according to CBS Miami. Shatarka Newby, 31, died after receiving as many as 10 injections from Morris between 2007 and 2010. She paid Morris as much as $2,000. For the deadly procedures.
So we just got to bring the cost of the legal ones down. That's
which
the
cost
answer.
Of the legal ones is probably about, it's a, you know, the average price for an actual plastic surgeon to do this is about $5,000. So we're talking about.
So why didn't they just save up for another year?
Right, and the other thing is most of them have payment plans for this shit. So, like, it doesn't make sense to go to this person to do this.
Yeah, well, doubly now. Because I thought this cost like $30,000 to get an ass.
I mean,
it can.
I mean, like all plastic surgery procedures, it can be very expensive if you want the top echelon. But I mean, like if you're willing to settle for this, you might as well pay at least a little more to pick someone who's probably not going to kill you.
I think it's just someone they know, and like, look, we can just do this at my house. It's gonna be fine. It's not gonna be a big deal. And this guy's obviously profiting off her desire to have a bigger ass.
And like, scroll up again.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you let somebody that looks like this inject anything into your ass?
I don't know. Yeah, especially when you see what their ass looks
that
like.
That ass looks like she was sitting down.
It looks like a rotten pumpkin has been stuck in her pants. I don't know.
It looks like when she was sitting down, when she stood up, her ass just retained the chair shape.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with that ass, dude? Like,
it's got a weird vertical angle to it.
Anyone would pay them for a fucking ass fucking procedure.
Ass fucking procedure? Several of her patients were in court for latest sentencing, saying they became sick after receiving the bogus injections.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, who fucking thought this was a good idea? I mean, I don't fucking get it.
So here's what they said. They said they believed she was using medical-grade silicone. She said, you gave us your word the product you were using was an A1 product and came to find out
What a bunch of fucking dupes. They told me it was legitimate.
Yeah, no.
In the back of their fucking garage, they had medical grade silicone.
You can search the name of anybody holding a fucking medical license in this country and look at their history and read something about them. And this, I can guarantee you, this person was not on that list.
Fuck no.
So it's just like the cursory research that could have prevented this kind of removes some of my empathy for the victims. Not all of it. Because, you know, I still feel bad that they had horrible infections and shit. I don't wish that on anybody.
No,
but,
of course not.
Like, they went to somebody that had an ass that looked like this and let them pump Fix-A-Flat into their ass.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a big fat ass. Like, look at your fucking ass. I don't think it really worked out, did it?
No.
So here's another woman's story. The photos of a woman's botched butt injections will make you think twice before getting plastic surgery. So this is Janelle Salazar Butler, an online fitness coach who got illegal butt injections to create a more shapely behind. She didn't think much of the occasional pain she experienced until she Googled silicone butt injection removal and realized how much danger she was in. When she had surgery to remove the silicone, the procedure turned into a medical nightmare that put her life at risk. Now she's sharing her story in hopes it will stop other women from making the same mistake she did. So, she wanted to be an Instagram star. She went and got the procedure, and it did, in fact, give her a pretty nice, shapely ass.
Looks pretty good here.
Looks really good.
This is post-procedure?
This is after the procedure.
And, of course, it's going to give her a bigger bump on Instagram or
right.
social media.
And it made her more popular on Instagram because, of course, when you got the big ass, that's when everybody shows up and pays notice. So then she was starting to notice that she was having redness and itchiness. And two or three years later, she started. She had redness and itchiness and blah blah blah. But then two or three years later, she began to experience pain, itchiness, discoloration, and indentations in her ass. So it's like this ass is not doing as well as it had been for these first two.
I mean, it sounds like it hadn't been doing good from the start.
Right, but you know, it was working for her for a while. But it wasn't until Butler Googled how to get silicone removed that she realized how much danger she had put herself in. Because when most people hear silicone, they think of the safer medical-grade silicone that's found in FDA-approved breast implants. But the silicone used in injections like this one are known as liquid or oil silicone, which have not been approved by the USDA.
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Or the FDA, sorry. Industrial-grade silicone can spread through the body and cause pain, infection, scarring, permanent disfigurement, embolism, stroke, and even death.
And what the part you didn't read before was that you actually met some dude in a hotel room, paid him $2,000,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. She never asked if he was a doctor, never just like, nope, here you go, here's the money, inject my ass.
And probably something that she'd heard from friends, probably something that did operations with people she knew. So a board-certified plastic surgeon who did not treat Butler explained to Insider that silicone can lead to a stroke and death if it's injected in a blood vessel as opposed to the surrounding fat. Even if it's not deadly, injectable silicone can lead to infection, granulomas, or a firm, hard tissue the body develops to wall off the foreign substances. When Butler learned of the risk, she knew that she wanted the injections out of her body as soon as possible. So she went to have a consultation to have it removed in Miami and learned that the surgery to remove them would cost her $17,000, not including the travel costs, food, medication, or anything else she might need. And she was prepared to pay that, but then she found out that she was pregnant, so she had to put the surgery on hold. But after giving birth to her third child, she appeared on some show, The Doctors, I guess that's with Dr. Oz.
Probably got Dr. Oz's shit bullshit. Paid for that appearance.
So the show offered to pay for her surgery, as it just said, and sent her to the Dr. Andrew Orton, a plastic surgeon who told Butler that removing the silicone could be risky, but it was necessary. See, over time, silicone integrates with healthy tissue and binds to it, making it extremely difficult to remove. So Ken Gello told Insider, surgeons have to cut through blood vessels in the surrounding healthy tissue, which can lead to long surgeries and excessive bleeding.
Ugh.
Butler's surgery was no exception. It took 6 hours to remove the silicone, 4 hours longer than expected. She lost a lot of blood. And when she returned to the surgeon's office the morning after her surgery, she was put on an IV to stabilize her blood pressure. It was quickly decided she needed to go to the emergency room, where she received 3 blood transfusions in 3 days. "It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced," Butler told Insider. "I mean, I have 3 children, and one via C-section, and that's the most pain I've ever been in.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, because what we just learned is, like, even the women that say, hey, I want to get this removed, I want to fucking fix this, it's hugely expensive, and it's fucking dangerous as shit to even remove the stuff after you put it in.
Because as soon as that silicone, I mean, especially after it's been in there for 3 years, it's basically incorporated into your body. Yeah.
Well, scroll back down real quick.
Yes.
To that picture she took post-surgery. So you see that tube?
Yeah.
That's draining.
Yes.
The abscess in her ass that's filling with fresh blood from all the blood vessels they had to cut through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
But from there, her complications only got worse. Every day or for 2 weeks, she had to visit her surgeon to have her incisions checked. I could not use the bathroom by myself for the first 5 days. I had a catheter in. I laid in bed because I couldn't walk. When she returned home to Atlanta, she followed up with a local board-certified plastic surgeon. He told her that some of the tissue in her butt had turned red and purple and had died because blood stopped circulating to it after her surgery.
Oh, my God.
She needed to go under the knife again to have the tissue removed, this time without anesthesia. So then she had to go in and have all of the dead tissue that died from her previous surgery removed, and apparently they couldn't use anesthesia for some reason, so it was probably extremely horribly painful. Oh, it says, actually, she didn't feel a thing, so never mind. I didn't feel a thing as he carved away at the surface of each of my butt cheeks, scooping out a 4-inch wide section of my right side and a 5-inch wide section of my left.
That's fucking horrifying, dude.
So she was left with a wound that her husband had to help her pack with gauze and tape to prevent infection.
See, this is like...
That's kind of like your... Yeah. What was it?
I had the pilonidal cyst surgery, and mine was particularly bad, so I had a huge cavity that it had to be packed every day with gauze, twice a day.
Who did that for you?
My girlfriend at the time. She was a saint.
She is a fucking saint, dude.
Yep.
Ugh.
Dude, we broke up, and she, you know, whatever, say what you want about her, dude. The fact that she did that for me, she's a saint in my eyes till the end of time, dude.
No lie, dude. No lie.
She must have loved me at that point.
Well, we said that about Steve after his heart attack and her mom had to wipe his ass. Like, Steve, you know it's true love now. You know, she wiped her ass, dude. Yeah. Because I wouldn't wipe
eventually,
her ass.
It got to the point where I could do it myself. But
that's good.
Like, for weeks, I had to have her help me with that.
This is a woman who, even realizing that she'd made a mistake and trying to correct it, finds that correcting the mistake is pretty hard, a road that's fraught with peril and difficulty.
I mean, and there's no correcting it. There's no way she could ever go back to having the ass she had before the surgery, which I bet she's wished for every fucking day since.
Probably.
Like, just a normal fucking ass. Hey, it's imperfect, but see, that's what I'm saying,
man. At least it's not a horrible mess of blood and guts.
When man tries to play God, he will often find his own folly ball.
I guess you're right. She found her folly for sure.
So here is a victim of this who actually just.
It's still like the back alley butt implants, like literally just like killed her. Like they just stabbed her. Yeah, they stabbed her in the alleyway.
All right, so.
You didn't pay enough for your butt implants. Die!
To hear Kelly Mayhew's loving family and friends tell it, the stunning 34-year-old never needed anything to make her more perfect than she already was. Very beautiful, very, was a former beau's tender description.
How tender.
But the young woman was always fretting about plumping up her backside. She would always say to me, I want things to fit right, said Mayhew's ex-boyfriend, remembering one of many moments when Mayhew's self-doubt got the better of her and she could see nothing but flaws. I would talk to her, but she continued to say her clothes don't fit the way her body was shaped. It was around 2008 when Mayhew first experimented with augmenting her body. Unsatisfied with her derriere, she decided to expand it. It was the same procedure to get her buttocks bigger, the ex said, but the first one she had was performed by a real doctor. Mayhew would go on to undergo several more procedures, skipping the comforts of a clinic on at least the last attempt to favor a seedy basement in far Rockaway, Queens. It turned out to be a fatally flawed decision. The procedure went wrong. Mayhew is now dead, and the plastic surgeon fled after shooting up the aspiring career mom with silicone injections. The fugitive doc isn't likely to run too far, one police source said. It's only a matter of time. She's not your run-of-the-mill type criminal. Mayhew had made the 7-hour drive to far Rockaway, New York, from her hometown of Sweetland, Maryland.
Let's go to Maryland, Paul.
In order to get an even better behind and ultimately save bundles of cash, a legit butt lift can run more than $4,500.
Why pay those ridiculous prices?
Why pay that when you can die?
When you can fucking croak in horrible agony.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Like
purple blue butt cheeks that are basically zombie dead skin on your body.
I'm not saying you have no empathy to someone that does this because maybe they're just dumb and they think it's legitimate or they think it's hey, it's you don't need to pay the full price. Someone's got this great deal for me. But at the same time, it's like there's no way unless you're just totally retarded that there's not the fucking alarm bells going off in your head. Like, why do legitimate doctors charge this much, but this guy in this back alleyway is going to charge me $500?
Yeah, if he's using the same medical-grade silicone and the same thing, why is it, yeah.
That's
I
like,
don't know,
hey, Paul, I'll sell you an iPhone for $200. Like, oh, okay, what does legitimate iPhone sell for? $1,000.
Not only that, but when you search this shit, you got to find stories like this. People with their asses half
are they
cut
even
off.
Here's what happened. The shady surgical procedure involved Mayhew lying face down on a gurney and the female doctor administering the backside boosting procedure. After three injections, things went bad fast. Mayhew apparently went into cardiac arrest and struggled to breathe.
So
began experiencing violent convulsions, according to multiple law enforcement sources. Her mother then attempted to give her daughter CPR with no success. With her daughter dying in front of her, on the basement operating table, Mayhew's mother dialed 911. It was just before 7 p.m. when the medics arrived, and that's when Mayhew's surgeon vanished. She fled after emergency services arrived, the police source confirmed. Mayhew's mother, who asked that her name be withheld, was beside herself Tuesday when tracking back what happened and being forced to deal with the loss of her daughter. Kelly, she said, was her firstborn and blah, 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 blah. So basically, you know, probably the embolism thing.
Yeah, she just... injected into a blood vessel and it got into her pulmonary or whatever.
Her circulatory system. Like, yeah. Basically, it blocks your blood, a blood vessel.
Right.
A crucial blood
had a
vessel.
Heart attack or a stroke or whatever.
Yeah. Great. Fuck. Wonderful. I mean, like, and that's
why?
The fucked up thing, like, dude. It's like, I can't wrap my head around the fact that someone would do this. And then, like, you hear people like, the mom's like, I can't believe this. And, it's like the laws, it's like, shouldn't you have given counsel to your daughter and said, is it really worth this? Like, if you really want this, let's find a way for you to go to a legitimate doctor. If this is really something that's super important to you and is a life goal to you, then let's try to do this the right way.
Well, apparently she went to real doctors for procedures on her ass a few times.
But didn't want to spend the money again.
And, you know, you'll note that in none of those instances did she die.
Did she die?
You know, but apparently she was just never satisfied.
If it's
always
too good to be
bigger,
true,
bigger,
it probably
bigger.
And that's something people have to fucking remember. It's like, why does a legitimate doctor charge X, but fucking bullshit doctor you know nothing about charges fucking a pittance? It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's just like frustrating to see people make really bad decisions. I guess that's the episode. Like, if there's anything I've taken away from this, like, and you see it all the fucking time, it's like, financial decisions people make. It's like people make these horrible, oh, yeah, the subprime mortgage. Yeah, the fucking rate can adjust. Sure, I'll take that fucking loan. It's like the same thing with this. Like, people aren't able to fucking look at the long-term implications of these decisions. It's like, oh, I need a fucking bigger ass, so let me just fucking die in the pursuit of that.
Whoa, dude.
What the fuck, man? What is A and what is B? Can you explain this here?
Basically, this is
A before?
A is the silicone injected ass, and okay. B is some of the silicone removed from the ass, some of the infected tissue. So this is what, obviously, the silicone ass itself, not too appealing looking.
Well, at that point, it's probably horribly infected.
There's infections going on. There's
squeeze some pus out.
All
of
those bumps you see are probably either granulomas or tissue that is hardened to... put a barrier between itself and the silicone, maybe cellulitis. There's lots of different fucking... We heard a lot about this stuff causes it. This picture B is after... You see those two surgical scars there.
I mean, they had to just cut the whole fucking bottom of her butt cheek
open. Now you're a Franken-ass, dude. Yes. Now you're like a Franken-fucking-ass.
Franken-ass.
Seriously.
That's what I'm saying. It's like fucking hoisted on your own fucking batard. It's like, come the fuck on, dude. You had the pursuit of this fucking perfect ass... And then you have fucking Franken ass where, like, my ass looks better than yours. I mean, fuck, dude. Just don't do it. It's not fucking worth it. Even if you have a flat ass.
So, look.
You know what? I bet you most of these women didn't even have flat asses to begin with. I almost guarantee you most of them
didn't.
Probably not.
Well, look, you know, you go to a culture where, you know, this becomes the ideal and this becomes the ideal and this becomes the ideal. You know, women who
so
even have...
So you do what you think you need to do.
Women have a normal size ass think all of a sudden, you know, I need to fucking...
But most
put
women
a bunch of silicone in it.
But
you know,
most
look,
women don't take it to this extreme.
Go to a if you really want this, it is worth your money to go to a reputable fucking plastic surgeon who knows what the fuck they're doing. And get a legitimate procedure
and even
by
people,
professionals.
And even people going to those doctors.
And even that is dangerous.
It's dangerous compared to
but
most
at least
procedures.
It's not this.
I'll take it a step further and moralize a little harder. Just don't do it. Just keep your regular ass. It ain't worth the fucking risk, man. Even if you go to one of these board certified motherfuckers, accidents happen under the fucking knife. You know what I mean? Elective surgery is something I'd probably never do. Like, I just couldn't, because I've been on, I've done it before, had to go under, and I just understand, like, there's a chance every time you go under general anesthesia that you don't come out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're subjecting yourself to that type of shit, and just unnecessary, horrible surgeries that disfigure
you. Yeah, you should only do something if you fucking absolutely need it for your life, not, like, or it's not elective, it's like, this is going to help you, or this is something you really need.
Right. Well, obviously, though, women are going to, people are going to, in general, are going to continue to get cosmetic surgery.
Until it goes back to Twiggy syndrome, right. And then they'll be getting their asses removed.
Removed.
Just take it clean off.
Take it off. Shave it.
Get rid of all this.
Well, anorexia will
ass.
Do that as well, though.
If
so.
You are a woman out there that's, you know, maybe you got a small
ass. Well,
it's
our audience, let's be honest, not really.
Not many women out there. But, you know, if you are, you know, maybe instead of, if you got a small ass, maybe just work on your personality or find a dude who likes small asses or, I don't know, read a book
just,
so you can hold a decent conversation
dude,
with somebody.
At this point,
or,
let's be honest, this episode's being fucking renamed Mansplaining the Episode, dude.
Why? Why?
Because we're three men mansplaining women's bodies.
I mean,
to them.
We've shown them medical fucking evidence to back it up.
Yeah, but we've given our flawed
look,
white male opinions.
Whatever you do, though, whatever decisions you decide to make, I can tell you one thing.
Don't do this.
Instead of hiring a back alley doctor, do literally any other course of action.
Don't hire Leroy to fucking pump fucking silicone.
If someone's
your ass.
Like, meet me at the fucking Holiday Inn and I'll inject some fucking. Is it medical grade? Sure.
Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it comes packaged in this fix-a-flat container.
Are
now
you a
bend
doctor?
Over.
Let's not ask too many questions.
Now you just
lay
on
down
face
on the
down
bed.
And don't you worry. You're going to have the biggest, fattest ass you've ever seen in just a minute, honey. Well, you might end up dead. You might end up with no limbs. You might end up with the fucking ugliest ass on the face of the goddamn earth. You know?
Might not be dead.
Look, this fucking ass to me looks like Ray Liotta's fucking face. You don't want that. You don't want that.
You
want
to look like Ray Liotta? Don't do this to your butt.
That dude, that's a little... You're being a little mean to
hey,
Ray
TJ,
Liotta.
Hey, TJ, you know
there.
What?
Maybe.
Chantix helped fucking Ray Liotta quit smoking. And
did
also
it?
Quit, helped you quit smoking. So there's a
awesome.
Common ground, dude.
Me and Ray Liotta, we're one.
Oh, man. There but I don't know about that thing, though, dude. Because I saw TJ on Instagram. He posts some
oh,
shit. He was
what?
Like...
What?
Ever since I quit smoking, I allow myself one cheap cigar a week.
That's not true. I said every 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, pretty soon it'll be a week.
Every day.
And then it'll be every other day.
Every day.
Buying a pack of Black and Milds every other day. But it's not really, it doesn't really count, guys.
Dude, once a fucking raving nicotine lunatic.
Always.
Always a raving nicotine
I mean,
lunatic.
Paul, you
TJ.
Fucking quit fucking.
Don't blow fucking yeah. compressed air at me.
Dude, fucking Paul, you did, like, you were a smoker for, what, 14 years?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
do
the
you,
right math. Yeah,
I mean,
14 years.
Does a day go by that at least one part of you is not like, smoke a fucking cigarette, Paul, come
oh,
on,
my God,
fuck did, these people,
do you guys
fuck
have
shit.
Any idea how hard it was when I was, you know, going through the breakup and shit to not just walk my ass across the way and just grab a pack of smokes? I thought about it constantly.
This will make it better.
Even all these years later, huh?
At hard times in my life, dude, I had another, like, and I won't reveal any details because there's no need, but I had another big blowout with a girlfriend in L.A., and, dude, I walked right down and bought a pack of fucking Marlboro Reds like I'd never stopped doing it, and I smoked the whole fucking thing.
Wow.
Just I just sat and chain smoked one night, did about half of them, woke up the next day, woke
smoked
up with a
half.
Cigarette, smoked the other half, and I was able to walk away from it, but that's, you know, like... I've been on this or the equivalent of this.
Dude, I'm sure
since 2012.
When you were going through your most recent stuff, that you were probably that fucking vape was probably.
Oh my God! That's why I had to get a new one. I think I blew out the old one,
fuck,
just
dude.
Sucking it every fucking second of every day. So yeah, no, dude, it's hard. I can't even let myself do that shit. You know, because it goes out of check so quick, like the cigars, the one cigarette every once in a while thing.
Well, we moved to Ohio, and she's like, oh, shit, we can't get green. We don't have a fucking hookup up here. He's like, well, I'll just smoke a couple Black and Milds every now and then. And it just fucking snowballed to like.
Oh, I've done that,
He was buying a pack, and it's like, why am I wasting money on Black and Milds when I can just smoke cigarettes?
The devil's
good
deal.
Good thinking.
And then before you know it,
I ain't speaking for TJ. I mean, maybe he's got a better willpower than I.
She did a steady weed thing, but then it didn't matter because fucking at that time, TJ was like, "I'm already addicted to cigarettes. Man, you can stop now, TJ. We've got weed." He's like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna." It's like I'm addicted now. What's funny because TJ, remember you actually when you were like 18, 19, you tried to become addicted to cigarettes. Like you went out of your way, like cool people smoke. Let me be cool, and you couldn't even get addicted then.
Yeah, that's true. I literally tried and couldn't, but then I later. Thanks to the terrible influence of the Investigamer.
That's not his name anymore. Now he's... Right.
What's he now?
Like True Report News or something?
Let me just pull
the
it up.
First ever DP guest. We need to make him a guest
first
on DP.
First in-studio guest.
Yeah, first in-studio guest. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like Howard Bloom was actually...
He's doing politics now, though.
Yeah, he does like a one-man politics
free
show.
Free Thought Left is what
Free
he is
Thought
now.
Left, there you go.
What everyone signed up for when they signed up for the Investigamer. Free Thought Left.
Free Thought
That's
Left.
That's a tough sell, dude. That is a tough sell to go from like a gaming audience to like, hey, I'm just going to do lefty politics.
Maybe he should have just started a new channel, honestly, but whatever.
His life, his career, his bullshit.
Yeah. Ben Shapiro. Yeah, he's like, he's doing the politics now.
Yeah,
how's he doing?
So
view-wise?
As promised today, I would like to
views are not
totally
great yet, but
demystify
we'll see.
Worker co-ops for those of you who are
he's just starting out with it.
I mean, sure,
got a pretty nice looking set.
It's just really hard when you go from one thing to another.
However,
thing.
There can still be manic.
He's got skeletons on his shirt.
I don't know.
Fucking tie.
I feel like there's of the lefty market. They got the Young Turks. You got Jimmy Dore. You got Kyle Kulinski. You got a lot of fucking people.
You
got
to compete with
David Pakman.
A lot of people.
I mean, you already got a lot of very established people doing the very same thing you're doing.
He should start attacking them all.
Yeah, and he's just be like, Kyle Kulinski is a corporate fucking shill.
I'm the true left.
Jimmy Dore's a liar. Young Turks are fucking telling you what to think.
Yeah, this is what he's doing now, set wise.
It looks like a yeah, this is a hipster fucking
manager,
look for
right?
sure.
Right, you can still have a manager who may make, let's say, five times or six times as much as the lowest.
But does he have an episode about botched butt surgeries? I don't think he does.
Well, maybe he should do it.
Maybe he should do a follow-up to our episode.
Yeah.
We throwing the gauntlet down.
Go over there and, you know, throw the man who helped you start smoking a bone, TJ.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go. Am I subscribed? No, I'm not. Well, Deep Fat Fried is not subscribed, but now we are.
Boom.
And we get a thumbs up on this video.
There you go.
The case for democracy in the worst workplace. Thumbs up.
The
15, democracy.
The 15 seconds we watched
free
was
thought,
well done.
It was fucking brilliant.
Free Thought Games, whatever it is.
No, I've actually checked out his stuff a little. It's pretty good. Anyway, that's pretty much all I got on botched butt surgeries.
Nice. Botched butts.
So, you know, it was kind of an interesting
episode.
I liked
the first half,
and the second half
was disgusting.
The first half was all
was
about
hard.
Building up the butt.
Yeah.
And then the fucking last half was all about tearing the butt
tearing
down.
The
down.
First half was about inflating the boner. And the second half was about...
Yeah, whatever, Paul. Let's be honest. Now, this was the first half for Paul, then the second half for Paul was...
Ooh. Oh, you think so? No, that sounds like TJ. He was the one like, I don't even care.
I just had a boner throughout.
Care.
Like, yeah, big butts.
Necrotic tissue. Oh, yeah,
necrotic big butts.
Bro,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Zombie butts.
Granulomas or whatever. Oh,
dude,
I love
watching fucking Walking Dead. Let me see that zombie ass again.
Ooh, yeah, that's the cherry on the butt.
Oh,
what about that?
Oh, it's falling off. Oh, it fell off. Oh!
What about that? What about that chick that grew like two turtle shells for ass cheeks? Were you into that too?
Which one was that?
The one that looked like two leathery turtle shells.
The leather bag ass.
Like the literal leather ass.
Leather ass. This bitch.
Leather ass.
This bitch here.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, that's where you draw
the
line.
That's
but
a
you know
of
this.
A
this
combo.
Lopsided one though.
Lopsided. Do you think you could slap that side and put that silicone back where it belongs?
You know, like you position this bitch right, both them sides look about right, you know? I'm just saying. If fucking put the ass cheek, put the leg with a bigger ass cheek, like up on a, like a raised platform. You
baby,
know,
it's just how you gotta stand. It's how you gotta stand.
But then you got a nice access port over there. You know, it's like you can do things.
Well,
with
yeah. If you, and then if you,
ass,
and
you know?
Then if you just flip the script, you have a smaller ass if that's what you're into too. So
right.
You can have
oh, yeah.
the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you know, or maybe two. If maybe this chick has two boyfriends,
can
who can judge? Maybe one likes small asses or smaller asses, and one likes super big asses. This is a compromise.
She can fucking bill herself as both. She's like, you like a small ass? No, I'm like a big ass. All right, you're on the right cheek then.
Yeah. Maybe you know? They fucking...
Everybody focus on the cheek they like best.
Maybe
you know? This
will
like
be
a
the
multiple
next
choice
trend.
Ass.
Just one big fat ass cheek. You know what I mean? And then one tiny ass cheek.
Maybe the next big fucking thing will be one side is Twiggy, the other side is Nicki Minaj.
They're going to have to start making toilets different and shit.
Yeah, lopsided toilets with weird fucking...
With extra fucking porcelain on the sides to flop the one big butt cheek on, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
So a lot of things could happen in the world of asses. You never know, man. It's a fucking crazy mixed up world.
Yeah, for all
out
your
there.
Ass news, you need to come to Deep Fat Fried, though.
We're staying appraised.
I mean, we're the only show that has
we're
the balls
keep
to cover asses like this, dude. We're the you only see this shit with us, you know.
Only
this.
Us. So only hit us. That subscribe, become a patron, all that stuff. It's good stuff.